Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I will be your host, Mike Bowler, as we take a look at conspiracy in the news for the week ending October 14th, 2018. And unfortunately, the news was very light to non-existent. Many of the stories that were popping up were just repeats of what I had talked about earlier, nothing really new. Certainly, even when I tried to look at some of the conspiracies I was trying to follow, like the Kavanaugh conspiracies that seem to have popped up, seems to have died off, at least since he had been confirmed as a Supreme Court judge. So I don't have any stories this week. There's nothing really popping out as anything serious. Some of the ongoing stories nothing has come up on those. So I think this is basically going to be a very short show. I did want to answer one question. I kind of messed up. I don't know who asked the question. It was a listener it was on the Facebook page, or at least through Messenger, about why the United States forced Britain to buy crappy aircraft. They could have been making the decent British aircraft in the United States. And really, there's two simple answers: money and secrecy. At least as far as the money goes, while the United States was neutral from 39 to 41, it would require the British to send tooling, explain how to create the tooling to make these aircraft. The cost would be just so horrendous. Just to get a plant up and running, it could take up to a year or two before any British-type aircraft could be made in the United States. Number two, they actually did not ever request to have large equipment, such as tanks and aircraft, being made in the United States. They wanted to keep that in Britain for apparently general, just from a secrecy and for secrecy reasons. More than likely, certain technologies would have to be transferred to the United States, and the United States actually had run into problems dealing with keeping other countries' secrets secret. There apparently was an incident, the Bofors company, I think it was 40-millimeter anti-aircraft weapons that the U.S. used those designs in their own anti-aircraft batteries, and certainly raised a lot of questions amongst other countries. Do we share this technology with the U.S.? But oddly enough, other technologies, other discoveries were being shared with the United States. So it does seem like there was something funny going on there. But really, it was, the idea of building the bombers, building aircraft in the United States using British designs, you'd still have to ship them across the ocean. And that would require a major effort to find ships. Hopefully those ships make it across without being sunk by U-boats. It wouldn't be till later in the war when the U.S. probably could do that. But really, at Britain was really needing equipment, they would rather, it was a lot quicker for them to acquire existing or existing production runs of U.S. aircraft to send to Britain. I mean, it was just basically simple economics coupled with probably some, again, some security issues. So it's possible that this question, because I know the Avro company, there was an interesting story about the Avro's flying saucer. I think I might have mentioned it a long time ago, but the Avro company was trying to build it looked like a flying saucer. It was basically a jet engine that pushed down kind of like a helicopter to give it lift, and then little side boosters to send it in a particular direction. Having an aircraft that was round, I mean, it was basically a saucer shape. There was very few rough edges, leading edges. It was expected that it would be low drag and so on, but it never really worked until someone got the bright idea, put skirts around the outside, and basically created a hovercraft. So this was really an early attempt at building hovercraft-type vehicles. But unfortunately, because, again, financial downturns, recessions, government spending on new weapons in the 1950s, because all the first world countries believed that the next war was going to be a nuclear war. There was no sense in building high performance aircraft or any type of, or put a lot of effort in, basically what would end up being what we might consider low-intensity combat-type equipment. But eventually, those ideas changed because most of the wars after the invention of the atomic bomb still was fought conventionally. So I hope that answers that question. I know that there's actually a lot more to it. I wanted to kind of get into how governments procure weapons, but that would probably bore you a little bit, because it is interesting how how the military, how its logic works, or the lack thereof. So, but that's going to be our show for this week. I'd like to thank you for listening. Hopefully I'll have some stories for this next week. So I'd like to thank you for listening. This is episode 111, recorded on October 14th, 2018. Thank you and good night.